Hey, this is Brian Schrader with an update from WRAL News. The forecast from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, we will see improving conditions with rain coming to an end later this morning, then clearing skies from west to east, breezy with a high temperature today near 80. Of course, we are tracking Idalia. Several school systems in the area decided to cancel classes today, including Wake, Durham, and Chatham County schools. Areas south and east of the triangle have seen the most rain and gusty winds from the storm, with a few inches of rain falling in some spots. South and east of the I-95 corridor especially. Situation has been a little more serious along the coast, where several roads were closed in the Wilmington area. Duke Energy showing several thousand customers without electricity in southeastern North Carolina and northeastern South Carolina. Police in Southport posted pictures of flooding last night, and in Brunswick County, they had to deal with at least one tornado. It did some damage in the St. James area. Tornadoes also did damage in South Carolina, with one touching down in Cherry Grove near North Myrtle Beach and another in Goose Creek near Charleston. Thankfully, no reports of any injuries. We'll be tracking the storm and the effects through the day. Stay with WRAL News for updates on WRAL TV, WRAL.com, and on the WRAL apps. I'm Brian Schrader.